Moving on then to matters arising from those minutes, there are several items. First of all, the annual report, paragraph 2.4. That has been revised slightly but to reflect discussion at the last HC meeting, but it's now been uploaded on the website, both the English and the Chinese versions, and I'd encourage you to not only to look at it yourselves but also encourage other people to look at it. It's a record of our first year's work, effectively, and it also identifies many of the challenges ahead. Paragraph 2.10, Development Bureau has issued a written reply to the Society for Protection of the Harbour's letter, or paper rather, entitled Proposed Proportionality Principle on Reclamation of Victoria Harbour, and that reply has been circulated to members for information on the 15th of February. Paragraph 716G, this is really relating to work of the CITAC task force. CEDD will be briefing the task force on the proposed environmentally friendly linkage system on the 12th of March next week, and any members who are not on that task force would like to attend are welcome to do so. Obviously, it's an important element of the connectivity that we're trying to achieve in CITAC. Paragraph 8.4, this is in relation to the retreat. First of all, to say thank you to all of you who attended. I think we had a very productive Saturday, and I think we have some clear steer now, clear ideas as to the way forward. The only thing just to mention is that it was a closed-door session. It was intended to be exploratory, if you like, amongst members of the Commission, so perhaps you could continue to keep confidential, if you like, discussion. We will be having further meetings, and we obviously want those to be kept confidential as well, but just to thank you, and I think I think all concerned would agree, we made a lot of progress on Saturday. That's all I have under matters arising. Anybody else would like to raise anything under matters arising? Thank you.